predator and prey, a popular and generic model. Predator and prey type problems are abundant in biology. A typical example could be the lemmings and the fox. The fox, of course, is a predator, and the lemming is one of the prey animals taken by the fox. And you have probably heard about a lemming year. Some years, the lemming is particularly abundant. A lemming year obviously means a good food supply for the fox. So the fox reproduce in number. So following the lemming year, you can expect a rise in the fox population. And obviously, all the fox will eat more lemmings, so they will cut down on the lemmings population. And this is a typical predator-prey problem with a very interesting dynamics. You get alternating peaks in the population of predator and prey. There are many ways to study the dynamics of predator-prey scenarios. At the macro level, we would use differential equations, in particular the Lotka-Volterra equations. We study only the population sizes or the number of each species. So we have x, the number of prey, and y, the number of predator. And two differential equations, one for prey and one for predator. And we note the dependency. The prey equation has a negative dependency on the predator variable y. That means that when there is a lot of the predator species, the prey population will decrease. And when there is little of the predator species, the prey population will increase. Conversely, the predator equation have a positive dependency on the prey variable x. When there is a lot of prey, the predator population will increase, they have a lot of food. When there is little prey, the predator population will decrease, they starve. So that captures the essence of the predator-prey dynamics on a macro level. At the micro level, we can zoom in and model each individual. This is known as agent-based modeling. We consider each individual as an agent, an autonomous component of the model. So in a predator-prey model, we have predator agents and prey agents. There may be more agents, such as maybe food for the prey. Each agent has a well-defined behavior. What does it do? Does it eat? Does it reproduce? Does it die? Where is it located in the landscape? Will it move? Will it not move? And so on. Analytically, it is very difficult to comprehend the dynamics based on an agent-based model. But it's very simple to implement. You can model it as an object-oriented piece of software. Each agent becomes an object. And just implement all the agents, start a simulation and see what happens. So in terms of simulation, the micro-level agent-based modeling is very appropriate. Agent behavior here. There is a second micro-level approach to modeling predator and prey, known as a cellular automaton. In agent-based modeling, we make the individuals active. So predators and prey are active agents which move in some landscape. And every behavioral rule in the model is defined within the agent objects. In a cellular automaton, we model a landscape. So it is a landscape which is active and defines the behavior of the system. The predator and the prey are just passive properties of a given location in the landscape. So we can model the landscape as a grid of cells, and each grid cell is a state machine. Typically three possible states. It may be empty, it may hold prey, or it may hold a predator. And the entire rule set for how the state can change is defined within the grid cell or the landscape location. To summarize, predator-prey models give very interesting dynamics. There are many examples, most typically ecosystems, where we have a literal interpretation of predators and prey. We can also imagine metaphorical interpretations, for instance in economics, with predator investors. There are three main approaches to modeling. The system dynamics with their differential equations at a macro level. The agent-based modeling at the micro level, which is so suitable for object-oriented implementation. And finally, the cellular automata, which is also at the micro level. We will spend most of our time on the agent-based approach.